Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. Way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
News Nation on this Monday night. We are back after a couple of days off and everything. Things got hectic over the weekend, and we'd like to welcome all of our new listeners that just joined in, and like to say hello to Miss Audrey, who's listening in, who's my new friend, and my the lady that's been helping me, pushing me, getting this rally going and stuff. I want to thank her so much for giving me the confidence in doing this and helping me out. And also I want to say thank you to Amy with Cowboys for Trump and everything. And also would like to let you all know that this rally is growing. They're saying this is going to be the mother of all rallies. So as people are getting more pissed off every day, you're going to see us. A huge caravan of Patriots coming down in Santa Fe. So, hello, Virgil. Hello, Russell. Hello, Mo. How you doing, guys?
What's up, y'all? Morby's Duck in the house. I'm good. It's been all over the place of that today. It's been all over the place.
I know. Man. You've been a busy bee over the weekend.
Yeah. I've been doing shows, and I've been having, you know, people. I've been having leftists on my shows, you know, and my platform is very open. I've been having leftists, and you saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. I was kind of shocked. So you had them agreeing with you, you know, so that's what you do, educate them, you know, and everything.
Yeah, so,
you know, and stuff, and that's what it's all about. So like what we're doing here, you know, right, Hey, Russell, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just doing excellent. We had a wonderful weekend down in Kerrville, Texas. We had the grand opening for Incendia Arms Company, and we had that and joined in with the first annual River Car Show down there in Guadalupe. It was a benefit thing for Buckwild Animal Rescue, and we had about 50 cars show up, about 400 people. Had an auction, raffled off an AR-15 pistol.
Oh, man. I wish I'd known how to win.
And we raised about $12,000 for
Buckwild
Animal Rescue.
That's great. That is great.
Congratulations.
That's great.
See, events can make a big difference in things like that, you know, and everything. And this is what our rally is about. It's not about Democrats. It's not about Republicans. It's about uniting everybody together. You know, that's the message we're sending. And it's catching on. And even D.C. is catching on. I'm shocked. You know.
Team epic shit, which is what we call ourselves, is probably one of the most irreverent bunch of combat veteran bastards you ever want to run across.
Right.
We were just hearing that the people loved us and they were impressed all that. It was a great thing to be a part of, and it was a lot of fun. Y'all need to make
it
to next year's.
Yep, and, you know, they are fun. And you get to meet a lot of great people and play the things like that, you know, and everything. So that's what this is about and stuff. And I can tell you what, over the weekend, I don't know if you guys heard or not, Russell, how many times have we called that the ISIS camp is up there in White Sands and up there in Deming? How many times did we mention that on the show?
Buku.
Well, guess what?
Buku,
they found him.
Brother.
They found him over the
finally.
Weekend. Finally, you know. And who was the first to report all this 8 years ago? And we did. You know, I was like, what the hell took you off so long?
Legends.
You know?
Legends.
Right.
Yeah.
And the
we were talking a show or two back. We couldn't quite figure out what the scope was and where this is coming from and stuff. And we kind of had a skull session the other night when we got back to San Antonio. Me and some of my bros were sitting around and discussing things. And things are starting to make a little bit of sense. Okay. Some of the stuff Trump's been doing hasn't made a lot of sense, right? Okay.
Right.
We know the New World Order is unraveling at the speed of light, okay? The New World Order is no longer running things. Right now, they're fighting for their survival, running for the hills.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
President Trump's been great on the economy. all this bullshit about China is just that. China's having a little hissy fit. And this, too, shall pass. I mean, he's doing the work that needed to be done there.
Mm-hmm.
But what didn't make a lot of sense, what was going on and who exactly is running the country now. Okay, because Trump has zero support from the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the rhinos in D.C. specifically in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So track with me here a little bit. there's this big hoofty-doo about Syria and Mattis leaves, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, where'd that come from? Okay.
Right.
Okay. Stay with me here. Now, this is a little bit. Stay with me. So anyway, but what exactly happened in Syria? All right. We bumped direct hits with Russia in Syria. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all tracking on that? We actually had some of our ops guys tangled with their ops guys over there.
Mm-hmm.
What did we accomplish there? All right. we've got them to expose all their new shit. We got to look at it. Okay, boom. All right, thanks, guys. We're done. So we pull out of there. All right. So Mattis is gone. And so Mattis is gone and stuff like that. We've got all this stuff going on. We got Venezuela, Iran, all this kind of stuff going on. Now,
right now, they're riding Venezuela right now. I don't know if you saw that live feed I posted, you know. So,
Well, that's going to continue and stuff like that. Okay, Castro's got his people in there backed by Russia, representing us. Okay, now getting back, General Mattis. Okay, let's think about this. General Mattis is a globalist, but not a globalist in the definition of what we generally talk about globalist now. General Mattis understands that the way that you keep yourself in a peaceful situation or where you take out the bad guys, if you've got to have your hands in every pie, okay? You know, not necessarily to the left or anything, but you've got to have people that you can put on the ground there and take care of whatever problem arises quietly if necessary.
Right.
Okay, so why, and this is what's really had me befuddled. Like I said, this is just brainstorming we did. It's what I've done. Let me know what y'all think. We have not, I've stood here and just absolutely been driving me crazy why Trump has not sealed off the border. Okay, but stay with me.
That's coming next.
All right?
That's coming.
Well, no, stay with me here a minute. So, you've got that going on. Okay, so now we know the deep state, the depth of it, all right? We know the depth of the corruption. These guys, these figureheads that are out there right now aren't the big boys, okay? They're kind of up on the chain of command, but they're not the big boys, okay? We're talking Comey and all those guys. There are people behind them that were pushing the buttons and that's fixing to come out. So and we've discussed this 100 times at least on this show, right?
Right.
This can't be fixed through the ballot box because of corruption there. All right. So, so what do you have to have to do a full reset? What you have to have is a national emergency. Okay.
Which
something
we have.
Has to happen that allows the military to be used on. American soil, all right? Declare martial law. All right? So we've seen this. We've heard reports that Brennan's fixing to be indicted, and that's going to start the rioting and all this kind of stuff. And this and that, one person and another, which could be true. It could happen that soon. A lot of us think it's going to happen on election night 2020. All right, so, but it can happen at any time in this period. So, anyway, you will start arresting these people, indicting them, charging them, all right? The new world order, the deep state, new desperation, pulling the trigger on all these little groups and stuff like that. All right? Okay, well, then now you have a declaration. I mean, you have a situation where you can declare martial law, right?
Right. Which is the next
step. Okay, so that turns the military loose on our soil. Now, what do we got? Who's the one person, Edward Trump, not counting President Trump or what you say, who's the one person in this country that could muster the support, has the presence of mind and the love of the Constitution to be the person who does the reset? Who is the one person?
I want to say Gerald Mattis.
Exactly. All right. How did this country start?
Right. Well, like we talked about, Russell.
The first president.
Well, we talked about this. Right. Well, we talked about this, if you remember, way about a year ago when they dismissed Mattis from his position. What did we say? He's going to be behind the sidelines. And I guarantee
you. Same with here about it. Okay. Mattis has all the Trump supporters behind him, the most fierce fighting unit in the world, the United States Marine Corps, 100% or close to it, and probably 70-80% of the Army.
Yeah.
Now, there'll be some infighting and stuff like that in the military because of what Obama did. Okay. What is Mattis? What is General Mattis? General Mattis is a West Pointer, all right?
Yep.
Who did Obama go after when he started forcing all these generals out? He went after the West Pointers. Why did he do that? Because West Pointers are the officers that are going to stand up and say, I'm not going to follow that order. It's an illegal order. So he had the sheriff. So you've got those guys out there. You got General Mattis.
Well, Russell,
this is starting to make a lot of sense.
Yep.
Well, Russell, I tell you what. All that what you said aside, I'm going to fall back on this cliche here. It's always the quiet ones that you don't see that you got to watch because they're the most dangerous. He has not given any interviews to anyone. He hasn't appeared. He hasn't showboated. He hasn't done. He's disappeared. He's disappeared from the public eye.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
we knew that. We knew that was going to happen because he has to be in that position to where, you know, when Trump gives the word, you know, look. We've already fleshed out ISIS camps this week. Okay. Deming, Alabama, up here in El Paso, up in Alamogordo, you know, ISIS camps.
Well, it's also a combination of this. It's also the anti-Israel rhetoric, the anti-Semitism that's coming from these savage raghead Muslims in Congress that are instigating a lot of this. A lot of this. They have pissed a lot of people off.
Yep.
Especially Rashad, what she said about the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is a subject matter
that you have to handle
very, very delicately. And she just spit on the Holocaust. I mean, these people, I mean, it's like I said before, you know, I'm suspicious about all of this. I mean, nobody in the world, I just can't believe that anybody in the world is that stupid to say the things that these people are saying. I'm suspicious that Trump is not paying these people off to say this shit. You know, he's not. He's using the CNN Democratic tactics and paying him under the table. Yeah, say the stupidest thing that comes into your mind, and I'll pay you X amount of dollars. And you know, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, Cortez is backtracking, trying to backtrack.
Yep.
Oh, I just said that the Earth was going to end in 12 years as a joke. She's backtracking on that.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. But go back to what I was saying. The reason these people aren't being called out and impeached and removed for office falls back on what I was just saying. They have to have these people worked up enough to riot and make terrorist attacks, and you've got to have a legitimate reason to turn the U.S. Army U.S. military loose on U.S. soil. Okay?
Well,
and it, I mean, the picture is becoming so clear that, I mean, it's almost stunning, Virgil.
The only thing, oh, yeah, you didn't hit the nail on the head, brother. The only thing that can make this better throughout the whole, when it comes down to the end, and they're marching them up to the gallows, as soon as they pull the lever, I want them to start playing John Anderson's song, Swingin'.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I want to hear the version of John Anderson sing with John Anderson and Colt Fulham.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Okay, and another thing too, not blowing my own horn. A couple of weeks ago we were discussing the Democratic ticket of who's going to be against who. Trump Pence against Betts. Okay? Mm. All of a sudden, comes over. Black socialist liberals in Congress, in the Senate, congressional caucuses, senatorial caucuses, all of this, are wanting Biden and Harris to run against Trump and Pence.
And Virgil called it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he did.
Here's the ticket. I'm going to start it. Creepy
ahead,
Joe
brother.
And a whole hell no. Creepy Joe and a whole hell no.
And a whole hell no.
Right, right.
But,
what's
your answer? What do you think? No, I want to hear what Moe's thinks about my theory.
Right.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead. I'm just like, wow.
Okay.
That's probably over his head.
Well,
there is a little monkey wrench being thrown into that duo, though. Because Rudy Giuliani is on his way to talk to the Ukraine officials to see what kind of evidence they have about Biden corruption and stuff over there, him and his sons.
Mm-hmm.
And what exactly was involved in this election and stuff like that. Ukraine's got some serious dirt on the Democratic Party.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden, his son, and Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gunny, before you go into battle, what do you do? You get all of your ammunition and armaments in a row. That way, when you commit, you fucking turn that son of a bitch into a parking lot. You stack bodies for sandbags. You just deplete your enemy's ability to make war. And that's what I see that's going on here. He's building up a mountain of shit. It's just like it's just like that movie 300. When they stacked all them Persian bodies and got behind them and sucked them in real close, and then they pushed them over and buried them under an avalanche of bodies. That's what they're going to do with this information. I guarantee you, brother. I guarantee you. He's building it up.
Yep.
He's building it
up. Oh, yeah. Okay. What do y'all think about this this Connecticut guy that Barr appointed to look into all this probe stuff and intel?
I was just going to bring something like that up, Russell. No, I've never heard of him either. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. When they were holding those Senate judiciary hearings and had Barr on the hot seat, what is Kamala Harris doing? What did it have to do with that hearing, her asking Attorney General Barr, which she knew he couldn't answer, Did anybody ask you to start any new investigations? Did anybody ask you to investigate anybody? You know, I mean, you cannot comment on an ongoing or pending investigation.
She's trying to get
information. Okay, we're looking into Hillary Clinton. We're looking into Obama. We're looking into Comey. We're looking into this. We're looking into that. You know, you don't say that. You know, that whole hearing was running a recon for information to find out who has to duck and cover and get out the fucking country before it comes down.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we discussed this before, Virgil. You know, New World Order and these minions, deep state operatives, these dog paid for politicians and stuff like that, they are in a full-blown, all-American, red, white, and blue panic. They know their asses are cooked, okay? Now, the media is still trying to run cover for them. New York Times came out and did a cover story to give Soros some cover stuff here about a week ago or something like that. These people are getting very desperate, okay? You can tell by their actions. You can tell by the news coverage, the stories that are coming out, you know, trying to give Comey cover and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested to see what's going to come out of this China stuff, too. That was back during the Obama administration, so probably 3 or 4 years ago. Joe Biden goes to China, meets with China oligarch. All right, he comes back. His son goes to China and comes back with a $1 billion deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean, corruption and stuff that's going on to these deals and stuff is amazing. And I tell you what, there's probably very, very few in Washington, D.C. that's going to escape the firestorm that's coming. I mean, because you think about it. You take the whole of the United States, all 320 million of us legal people and the other 25 million criminal aliens.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they are criminals because when you cross our border without a visa or passport or anything like that, you are breaking the law. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So roughly 1% of the American people are millionaires. Okay? That's a pretty small fucking number. Okay?
Yeah.
Fifty percent of Congress is millionaires, and they didn't go there rich. So how did they accumulate all these millions of dollars on $170,000 salary? They must be some financial geniuses. I'm telling you that, man.
Money laundering, bribes, drug dealing,
big pharma, big tobacco, abortion clinics.
Body clinics.
You know, but it's all coming down. And what's going to interest me about this whole thing? When it comes down, you ever notice when you watch those organized crime movies or whatever, whenever the FBI makes these big busts or whatever and everything else, or organized crime, you ever notice they always let the Goombas know, okay, whoever starts talking first gets the best deal. Okay, this is how this is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever starts talking first and giving up names is going to get the best deal. And let me tell you what, if they start setting odds on this at Vegas, it's going to be a moneymaker for every casino on the strip. Because this is going to be so unpredictable. It's going to be so unpredictable.
Well, what I'm reading
now. Who is
going to
give up who?
I'm reading up on this guy.
Who is
going to
give up who?
Right, and I'm reading up on this guy that you guys are talking about from Connecticut, and his name is John H. Durham. And he was the United States Attorney up there in Connecticut, and the AG Barr has appointed him as special counsel to investigate the deep states, you know, probing everything into Russia. So he's going to be the big gun that's going to blow this open, that's going to investigate them. Corner what
I
read.
I guarantee you, within 6 months, he's going to be found suicide. I guarantee you, unless he gets Secret Service protection.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he's given Secret Service protection, he is going to be found somewhere, and it's going to be ruled a suicide.
But I tell you, I'm telling you, just got to stick with the plans. You know, Trump knows what he's doing. I know it's frustrating and everything.
Right.
But...
No. Stop right there. All right. Trump's just as big a puppet as any other president we've had up there. All right. And I am fairly convinced after the research that I've done that the deep state can't run anything now. The new world order is being unraveled at a rate.
We're all going to be a total.
No one would have ever.
Say what, Mo?
I said we all going to be a token at one point. At some point, we all are token. At some point, we are. Everybody got to, people got ulterior motives on what we do and what our gifts are. So we all are tokens. We're going to always be tokens.
Go for it, boy. Go for it.
I'm being real.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But I am thoroughly convinced right now that the military is running the country.
Could be. I was thinking that same thing because
It could be.
What I was telling Virgil a while ago, I don't know if you heard Russell, but right now, this was confirmed last night, and I was talking to an official. The U.S. military is housing migrants on a military base. And why are they doing that? That's a bad strategy to me because they could be an ISIS sleeping cell member, like I was talking to Amy earlier. She's a representative in Ortel County, but like she said, it's a bad strategy because they could cripple our military inside.
No, they won't.
You know?
I guarantee you, if they're being housed on military bases, it's close to lockdown. And I'm saying if.
And I'm saying
they may be housed on abandoned military bases and stuff like that.
They could be taking them to FEMA camps.
Yeah, it's not non-essential areas that aren't being used, that's being condemned or whatever.
Right,
you got a bunch of those places on military bases.
Right.
Yep. And I guarantee if they're on a military base, they're in as close to lockdown as you can get. They're not wandering around the base freely.
Right. Right. So, you know, but this is how full the United States is getting, man. We have no room to put them at. But a lot of what Amy was telling me is that when they're bringing them in from El Paso and Chip and all that, most of them are kidnapping kids and women and coming in as on a bus like a family unit, forcing them like a family unit to come in here. They're mostly ISIS fighters.
Well, Bridget Gabriella. I don't know if you know about her. She's former Islamic American citizen, whatever. She's 100% anti-Sharia law, anti-radical Islam, everything. She's been getting death threats and whatever. Now she's starting to pick on the United Nations.
Yep.
She is pushing very, very hard, very hard, for the United States to completely defund the United Nations and get out of the United Nations.
And
this woman here has now got a big target on her back.
Mm-hmm.
She has got a big target on her back.
Well, yeah, and Islam is really running amok here. I mean, we've lost Michigan and Minnesota pretty much already. California's gone. But to get back to the point I was making, think about this. And what really kind of makes me think that military is actually running things and calling the shot at this point, well, look at the comparison between John F. Kennedy and Donald Trump. Kennedy came out with the same stuff. He was going to shut down all these black ops that the CIA was involved in. He was not a fan of the intelligence community. And, of course, we're all very aware of the radio address he did where he said there was a plan discovered to enslave every man, woman, and child in the United States and that this was going to be rooted out and all that. And, like, six, 7 days later, he was dead. All right? And, of course, who was running the CIA at that time? No one other than our good old buddy Bush 41.
Yep.
New World Order.
Yep, the Bush crime family. He made his bones.
Right?
Made his bones for the Bush crime family.
Now, Trump is taking this same path. All right? He's calling these people out. He's doing it his way. He's getting it accomplished. I'm not particularly a big fan of his for several reasons, but... he's moving forward, and for the most part, he's doing the right thing, right? So, who's protecting him? You know, it's not the Secret Service.
Well,
I mean, Secret Service
is there.
It
wasn't only Kennedy. It wasn't only Kennedy that the FBI destroyed and murdered, okay, and the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you remember back, okay, you know, a lot of people, you know, I'm going to touch a nerve, the Black Panther Party, okay, but let me tell you something, Huey P. Newton, I got all the respect in the world for him, Huey P. Newton, he fought really hard, and one of the things... If you remember modern day quote, if you go up against the intelligence community like the FBI, the CIA, they're going to destroy you. They're going to destroy you. Okay. Huey P. Newton went up against J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI because they saw him as a significant threat. They saw him as a really, really big threat. Lyndon Johnson saw him as a really big threat because he was initiating programs that worked.
Yeah.
And one of the main programs he initiated, now, and believe that this is a documented fact, if you look in the archives, okay, a communist maneuver, this was called a communist maneuver, providing milk and cereal to children for breakfast before they went to school.
Right.
They set up what's going on in the schools today, the breakfast program. J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson saw this as a communist maneuver and started having these places burned down where they was having this blown up, trying to blame white supremacists and all of this, and this,
like
that, and finally flooding the black community with drugs and everything, totally destroying, and eventually killing Huey P. Newton, along with Malcolm X. He said flat out, the liberal Democrat or the Dixiecrat, is the number one cause of the plight in the black communities. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're number one cause. If you look up history, if there are any blacks out there listening, and you have any doubt in your mind about the Democratic two-faced, double-standard, backstabbing, in the black community. I'm going to give you a prime example. Brown versus Board of Education. When the NAACP was an organization that was worth a shit, you know, whenever you get an organization and it grows, you get money involved, and people that have pockets, they got to have something to put in them, so they put that money. Okay? That's where the NAACP... Go ahead.
Let me add something to that. You're exactly right on that. You got to remember now, at the same time that you had Newton and Malcolm and all those guys going, that was about the same time that Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Democratic Party, who was in power at that time, came up with this new society, which was designed for no other reason than to break down the African American, the core of the African American family, and keep them voting for Democrats forever. I mean, on the hot mic, after they pass that bill, on a hot mic, you can look this up. I'm not trying to be offensive or anything. Lyndon Baines Johnson said, "We're gonna have these niggers voting for us for the next 100 years."
You put the words on.
Right. Yeah, but we're going to have these niggas voting Democrat for the next 200 years. That's what he said. That's exactly what he said, Russell.
That's exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Let's go down this road a little further, right? So they have this. They start breaking down the African-American family, all right? All right, now to get this free money, you know, Papa can't be in the home and da-da-da and all this and that. So they started tearing it down around that. They made abortion legal, but let's go a step further, all right? But that was moving the project way too slow. And we want to talk about people that the intelligent communities and stuff have taken out. You cannot forget about Gary Webb and Barry Seals, all right? These two guys knew for a fact and were putting the information out there that the CIA was solely responsible for the cocaine and crack addiction epidemic.
Oh, we all know
we
that.
Went to.
Yeah.
That imprisoned, I mean, just literally killed, imprisoned, and ruined the lives of, all Americans, but it hit extremely hard in the black communities and stuff like that. And, I mean, you have people that were sentenced to life for nonviolent crimes during that time period, stuff like that. I mean, between the Democratic Party and your AVCs during that time period, you had a full-scale assault going against African-American families. Their main goal was to tear them down and keep them on the government plantation.
That's right. And if you look, if you backtrack, Brown versus Board of Education, all right, the NAACP filed a lawsuit because the school system in Tennessee, right back then, it was under what was called the government established, separate but equal, but it was far from equal, way far from equal. So they decided to take on the entire segregation of the public schools. If you look at the record, every state that had a Democratic governor, every state that had a Democratic state attorney general fought against Brown versus Board of Education. Their name is listed in the court reporter. And believe it or not, Massachusetts, Illinois, Maine, and Connecticut are part of this. They are part of this. They fought against Brown versus Board of Education.
Wow.
So if you want to look at your Democratic Party as being the liberators and talking about getting you your $5.35 in reparations, which is, if you get that, you're lucky. You're lucky, I'm going to tell you. And you listen at all of these people, this Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, all of this. This has been going on since Reconstruction of the South.
Mm-hmm.
Use your history. Read your history. Pick up a book. Go on mm-hmm. the internet. Read your history about how these so-called carpetbaggers
yeah.
scooped up these educated blacks from up north and said, we can come down, go down south, make a whole lot of money, We can play mm-hmm. both ends against the middle, and we can come out rich. And that's exactly what they're doing today. Each
yep.
and every
okay.
day, every time they open up their mouth, they're re-echoing the carpetbaggers' instructions to the educated runaway slave to tell
mm-hmm.
the black people that we got the bigger and better deals. They've been doing it back
and you know
since
why?
Reconstruction. 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And
60 years. During the Obama administration, more black men were killed in Chicago. This is a statistical fact. For the 8 years Obama was president, in Chicago, more black men were killed in Chicago than in Vietnam. That is a statistical fact.
Well, Afghanistan for sure, but let's move back up to the present now, okay? And let's go back to what the point I was making earlier, stuff like that. So, who are these leftists, which is where the Democratic Party is gone? Deep state, all right, when this starts rolling down and people start hitting the news, who are they going to sacrifice to try to overthrow the country? They're going to
mm-hmm.
use the same people that have been lied to for decades, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the new Black Panthers, which I'm sorry doesn't represent anything like the old ones did.
You have anti-Semitism.
You have all these illegals they've imported, and you have two generations of stupid white kids. All right.
It's right.
Just
you
two?
Know?
You're counting just two? I think you need to do a recount on that. I think you need to do a recount.
My remake son counts for three.
But, you know, and I mean, and we discussed it.
I told him that yesterday.
Nobody mm-hmm. wants to see it happen, but at this point, I don't think there's any way around it.
Oh, there's not.
When these people start going down, when your Clintons and your Soroses and all these money backers and these people, congressmen and stuff like that, when they're exposed, they're arrested, the only thing that the left and the New World Order, the UN, the whole conglomerate of fucksticks there, the only thing they're going to
mm-hmm.
have left is to incite massive riots. And
yep.
the sacrificial lambs are going to be what I just said. They're going to be these young black people that have been lied to for decades. They're going to be these
mm-hmm.
young white kids that haven't been indoctrinated. And then you're going to have the purveyors of chaos and communism.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sorry includes
wow.
Panthers, anti-Semitism,
Farrakhan,
Islamic right. Nation and stuff. You know, I mean,
they're throwing all that at once at us. I mean, everything's being thrown at us, and we said this was going to happen. But hey,
wow.
Mo, what is your thinking on this? Because I know where you live at in the black community and all that. I know a lot of them
mm-hmm.
are waking up
yeah.
and walking away. And
yeah.
I know because I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen in Georgia. You know, and everything. So what are their feelings? I know you talked to them about it. Baptists and all that.
Yeah.
What are their feelings on it?
Yeah, Mo, let
you
me
know,
tell
a lot of people
me
are in the
what
hood,
you think
a lot
about
of people
our
in the
theory.
Hood. You know, a lot of people in the hood, they have conservative values. They do, whether they want to admit it or not. And then I'll bring it to them. They do, even though they will not vote Democrat. They will not vote Republican. And that's the thing that puzzles me with that, because they still is dumbed down a little bit. But they do have conservative values, and I believe that God got his hand in this. I believe that people – I'm telling you, when I tell people to walk away, I ain't say become a Republican. I said become an independent, have independent thought. I teach them that. I tell them that. I said there's anything about coming to Trump. I'd rather for you see not vote at all than vote for the Democrat Party. I said that.
Right.
It sounds controversial what I said. I read KK something about black people not voting at all. Trump still won. So it's good. I'm okay with that. I'd rather for you not vote at all, because I didn't vote at all in the second term of Obama. I didn't do it. But guess what?
Right.
Things still happened, and I wasn't going to vote again, and Trump came along. We just got to – you know what? When we talk to the people, to the dumbed down. When I say dumbed down, when we talk to the dumbed down, let's not red pill them. We can't be red pilling them, y'all. You can't be red. Actions speak louder than words. The actions will red pill them, because a lot of them have conservative values. Actions and believe it or not, my roommate voted Democrat. Voted Democrat his whole life. He's a black dude. He's my roommate. He voted red for the first time in November because he saw my ass.
He saw it.
He said, I'm voting red. I'm voting for Scott Walker. I'm voting for this.
And I've seen that here.
The whole time.
And we're seeing that here in Mexico, you know, because a lot of liberals are getting mad and they're waking up. I was talking to quite a few the other day, and everybody's getting pissed.
I'd like to ask Mo a question. Since you kind of got your hand on the pulse of what's going on there, and that kind of stuff like that. Are these people that have been, in the system, welfare, whatever, jobless, whatever, are they really seeing a change in their life with this economy? I mean, is it actually making it there?
Actually, people are telling me that they're seeing change. I'm watching it, except for the dumbed down, the drug dealers and stuff, the prostitutes, the people that's caught up in the game. The people that's caught up in the game, there's no talking to them. You just have to go by your actions on them.
Yeah,
but
you got working class
black folks. You got working class black folk that's in the hood. I mean, look, I live in a bad neighborhood. They have drab ass on here, but 90% of the people that live on here are working people, single mothers, but they work, they catch the bus to work, they work, they own a house across the street, and they have conservative values, they respect me, they all, and it's funny, the whole block knows I'm a Trump supporter, even the drug dealers on the corner, but, oh, that's that dude on the video, what's up, Mo, like, what up, man, they all love it, look, these pro-black people love my ass.
Yep.
Okay,
the only reason why is because Mo looks like Will Johnson.
I don't know what I was gonna ask Mo. So, are these people you just described, are they seeing better wages, more opportunity now, or are they still kind of stuck there in limbo?
I think they're stuck in limbo. I think they're stuck in limbo, and believe it or not, when I talk to the people, they say, I don't like both parties. I don't vote. I don't do it. Screw them both. So it's good that they feel that way. I'm glad they feel that way. They're not on that, oh, I'm going to vote Democrat. You get a few of them, they ain't going to cut my food stamp. But most of them, believe it or not, a lot of them are aware. They are aware. I said that I talk to them, and they don't – I hate to say this, but the most people that suffer from Trump Lorraine syndrome is the white liberals. It's not the black Democrats.
Yeah.
Black Democrats are not liberals.
But what you're saying is they're not really seeing any benefit from this economy yet. But are they hopeful, or are they just? Well, I guess you said they were kind of stagnant on it. They didn't expect things to get any better.
Yeah. I have came to one of them. Right. One of them do look at me. Oh, get away from you. Got that Make America Great Again. Man, forget you, man. I'm like, I said, what are you talking about? I said, what do you believe? Who you believe in? Man, I believe in Jesus. Oh, you believe in Jesus? Okay. Oh, do you know about Planned Parenthood? Yeah. They support abortion. Do you believe abortion? Nope.
this is why I support Trump, because I don't believe, see, I haven't taught them on that level, because I don't support abortion. I don't support,
mm-hmm.
you know, that type of marriage. I don't support that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't support, look, do you know about the kindergarten that's 15 different genders? They're teaching kindergarten? For real, yes. Look at it, they got a 7-year drag boy. How would you feel? Do you got a son? Yes. How would you feel if they're trying to make your son be a drag boy? Man, that's just it. So guess what? Are you Republican? Man, you just converted me, dude. Much love. He walked away and fist bumped me. Didn't even know me. You know,
right,
cause
right.
Sometimes
okay.
you got to give them the facts. You got to give them the common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's called education.
Exactly.
Oh, what do you think is going to take? What do you think it's going to take to start to really change things in that area?
In that area, it's
you
going to
have
take,
any thoughts
you know
on that?
It's going to
I
take,
can answer
it's
that.
Take us.
I can answer it, that.
It's going to take. It's going to take. For real, it's going to take the Democrats effing up. It's going to take that. It's going to take a lot of that. It's going to take them getting tired of not working. It's going to take that. It's going to take people like myself, people that's out there that's passionate. It's going to take people like us to really go protest in the ghetto instead of protest.
Yep.
You know, you got the. It's going to take people like us to protest against the crime and protest against the drug dealers. It's going to take people like us. To get them to rise up, people like us, because like I don't think one of y'all said earlier that we are a smart group of people as Trump supporters. We're like the smartest.
Mm-hmm.
We are like one of the smartest that I've seen. But it's not even about being a Trump supporter. It's just being here and trying to help the community. This ain't about Trump. Worship God, not government. It ain't about government. Screw the government.
Exactly.
Well, I tell you what, guys. If you want to see a very radical change in the black community, you have to create what's called not conflict among the races, but conflict amongst oneself. And the way to do that is in 2024, get Alan West to run for president.
Right.
Alan West.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That would, he's a brother, he's a black man, he's this. Yeah, but he's Republican and all this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Republicans are racist. Well, how can a black man be racist against black people? You know, and you create that conflict, and right there, well, then people will see, some people will see, a fair majority, a fair number of people will see, well, you know, if a black man can come along and carry on with this good economy and everything else, you know, maybe we should rethink our position on these Democrats.
Yeah.
You know, because
if
you want to get called a racist, all you got to do is ask this question. I ask it 1,000 times to anyone, to any of those Obama supporters, especially on that page, Occupying Democrats.
Oh, my God.
Name one thing in 8 years that Barack Hussein Obama did to offer incentives to anyone to better themselves or their situation.
Yeah.
Name one thing. The first thing they're going to say is a lot. Well, take that a lot and let's jot that down on some little piece of paper, put it in a big fish bowl, and I want you to reach in there and just grab one of those a lot pieces of paper and read it to me.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do? What did he do for you?
Mm-hmm.
And you're a racist.
Well, okay, Governor Virgil, now we're talking politically here. I'm looking more on the living financial end of it and stuff too, and the people and the people that have been hurt worse by this illegal immigration invasion that's gone on for 30-40 years, well, since Reagan anyway. Reagan opened the door. You say what you want to about Reagan, but he opened the door to this when he gave 1 million of them amnesty. That's probably 15 million jobs out there that need to be filled that are being taken by illegals. If we did what we were supposed to do and remove them, they would be begging for people to come to work. Wages would skyrocket, and these people would have a light out there. Now, the way it's going now, as Mo was just saying, they're not seeing any of the financial advantage of this booming economy we got now. And my thought would be, well, why is that? And the answer is plain as the nose on your face. These available jobs are being sucked up by illegals who work for next to nothing. But
yep.
If you remove those, they're going to have to pay American citizens to come to work. And I think that would be one of the biggest things that anybody could ever do to help the Afro-American families to get back on their feet and rolling again. Am I wrong on that, Mo?
Well, Russell, let me respond to that with this, okay? In Louisiana, when I was a teenager, 16 years old, okay, I had a farmer's license, which you could get to drive a sugarcane truck. And I went to work for a farmer named Donald Zombreca, and I used to haul sugarcane to the mill when they'd cut the sticks. You had to unload it. You had to wrap chains around it and offload it at the mill. And if you didn't bring the chains back, boy, you got in trouble. But I drove a log, a sugarcane truck with a 502 gasoline engine in it, hauling 100,000 pounds of sugarcane with a busted muffler. Boy, you should have heard that thing when I downshifted. But the point I'm trying to make is everyone, including the majority of the truck drivers that were hauling sugarcane, were blacks. They were blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now today, and these guys here, let me tell you something. You had to be tough to work in the sugarcane fields back then because you didn't have these enclosed air conditioner cab tractors.
Mm-hmm.
You had open seat tractors, straight pipes on them, loud cane cutters that would break down every 10 minutes. These things were a monstrosity. And if you didn't know how to turn it, you'd flip the son of a bitch and end up killing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But now they've got air-conditioned tractors. They've got air-conditioned cane cutters. All of this modern stuff at the mill. I mean, they don't cut the sticks no more. They chop
Word.
It up, and it's completely automated. When you get to the mill, they dump the trailers and flip the trailers and dump them. But
mm-hmm.
you don't see any more blacks working in the sugarcane fields come harvest season. You get these people from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and everything else. And these farmers hire them because they have experience working in the sugarcane fields down in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
And these tractors, they don't sell these things at Walmart. I mean, you're talking about some of these things. You're talking about $500,000 cane cutters. You're talking about $100,000 tractors and things like this. And these youth today, a lot of them, they don't have experience. The farmers don't trust them running their equipment.
Right.
They tear it up.
Yep.
And so they're forced into this. But because of what Russell has hit the nail on 10,000 times over on this show, the reason we have this is because we don't have an educational system anymore that teaches Votech, that teaches this, that teaches that, on how to come out of school and go out and get a job. You know, we have these indoctrination centers that say, okay, go to college, get yourself put in $45,000 of debt,
mm-hmm.
and come out with a sociology degree so you can analyze depressed frogs and shit, or analyze some kid's crayon drawings and stuff and get him put on antidepressants and shit like that.
Yep.
You know, we've got indoctrination centers. When I went to school, when I was in high school, you could come out of school, you could be an electrician, you could be a plumber, you could be a carpenter, you could be a welder.
Yep.
You don't have any of that now. Any of that now.
Yep.
That is what that that was
a
big part. Okay. That is what that is. He got to do
what
a broadcast.
Yeah.
That is a big part. That is a big part of the depression in the black community right there when they took the vote check out of high schools.
Yep.
Well, back in our days, you know, we had vote check schools that taught sheet metal shops, that taught construction. You know, I was in vote tech. That's where I learned my skills. You know, carpentry skills and stuff like that. You know, and I wish we need programs like that. Say what?
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. Thanks for having me on, y'all. I gotta do a vlog. I gotta get my guests together.
Yeah, okay. Well, good to have you on here. We've got to go on a break here anyway. It's about that time. So we'll be back here in about 10 minutes. And to our listeners, if you'd like to call in, the show is the number is 917-889-3890.
Quick, Russell.
Yeah.
How bad is the flooding down there?
Actually, it's pretty much passed right now. It got a little shaky for a day or so, but it wasn't real bad. All the roads are open clear, and we're good.
Well, that's good. I was kind of worried.
We're fixing to catch hell in Louisiana, brother. We're fixing to catch hell. I think the Cajun Navy is gearing up. We're fixing to have a problem.
Yeah, I saw that. What's going on? Yeah.
What's going on?
The rivers are swelling.
Well, the Amy River.
The snow melt
ain't even hit real hard yet.
Yeah.
So once this weather starts warming up north, if we don't do something about this water, we don't find some place to put this water, we're gonna be in a bind. It might top the levees.
Yep, that's what they were saying. They were saying that on the news. I was watching that. I was worried about the one up there by Dallas because my niece lives up there, but she made it, you know. So, but did you guys hear about Hurricane's niece? So she barely survived that.
Yes.
She got her car.
They got hit harder up in her area than we did down here.
Yeah. So, you know, so she was a very lucky young lady, you know, and everything. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back here about 10 minutes. I know Russell said he's got to go because he's got a big day. So, it's going to be me and you, Virgil, and everything. So,
you might want to shut it down because I got a 7-hour drive to the house.
All right. I'm in
Lee, Florida right now. So as soon as this clock clears, as soon as I get my 10 hours back, I'm going to catch me a little rest, and I'm fixing to haul ass home.
All right. So we'll go ahead and close the show for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night and everything. And for all those, while we were on the show, I got hit by 100 friend requests just now from everybody listening to the show. I never had that happen before.
And I didn't get shit.
Right.
Let me ask you something before you shut it down there, man. Think about my theory there. Overnight drive home and stuff like that.
It makes a lot of sense. We're gonna talk about it tomorrow night.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow night and everything. So but I was just thinking I have a second cut along that line. Too, you know,
it's so crazy, Russell. It might be true. It's so crazy. It might be true.
Hey, we haven't been wrong yet on this show, have we? We're up to almost 100% rating now. Everything we've talked about, bam, bam, bam. It's things we talked about 8 years ago. Look at the ISIS camps that we talked about and exposed. You know.
Remember that sex slave outfit we were talking about with all the Roman numerals and stuff like that? Guess what popped up after the Clinton Foundation?
Bye. Right. Yeah, I saw that.
I might look into that.
Yep, I saw that.
Check it out.
Send it to me again. I lost it. I was going to look into it, but I saw it. So,
I will do that, gentlemen. My brother's name, y'all be safe, and we'll talk tomorrow evening. Luke Gunny out.
Good night, America.
Be careful on the road. We'll see you all tomorrow night.
Okay.
And everything. So I want to do a shout out to Audrey Trujillo out there, and my good friend, and everything for helping us out. And to all you listeners out there, newer listeners, thank you for joining in. We'll be back tomorrow night. We normally don't shut off early, but a lot of us are quite busy, you know, and everything. So we'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're not in Chief of Members. We have jobs.
So actually, I have to go to class tomorrow to get recertified, so get my federal license again. But anyway, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.